It is September 9th, 2026, and the artificial intelligence industry is facing a reckoning that goes far beyond new model releases. The biggest story today is the collision between rapid technological advancement and the fragile financial structure supporting it, as major labs like OpenAI and Anthropic navigate IPO delays, massive debt loads, and intense scrutiny over data ethics. The central tension in the AI sector is no longer just about who builds the smartest model, but who can sustain the cost of building it. OpenAI recently released GPT-6 Astra, a model that Greg Brockman believes represents a step toward artificial general intelligence. It excels at complex computer use and three-dimensional generation, scoring higher than Anthropic's Fable 5.1 on several agentic benchmarks. However, this release has triggered a wave of skepticism regarding the industry's financial health. Bankers are reportedly lobbying rating agencies to grant OpenAI and Anthropic investment-grade credit ratings after their eventual listings. Critics argue this is dangerous, drawing parallels to the pre-2008 financial crisis. OpenAI's compute commitments are estimated at $1.3 trillion, while Anthropic's are around $500 billion. These long-term contracts now dominate the corporate bond market, raising fears that data center debt is crowding out other borrowers. Anthropic has delayed its IPO, with a prospectus expected in late September and a listing potentially in mid-October. This timing may be strategic, aligning with the launch of Claude 6, which is being optimized to outperform Astra. This financial strain is compounded by ethical and legal disputes. OpenAI published a solution to the Navier-Stokes Millennium Prize problem, claiming it used an internal model more capable than GPT-6 Astra. However, NYU professor Tristan Buckmaster alleged that OpenAI accessed his proprietary data, which he had worked on with an Anthropic employee for over a year. OpenAI denied accessing specific user data, but the incident has reignited debates about scooping culture and data privacy in academic research. Meanwhile, the Seattle Times and Newsday have sued OpenAI and Microsoft for copyright infringement, alleging the companies bypassed technical controls to train their models. These legal battles are not isolated. They reflect a broader industry shift where the cost of intelligence is becoming an existential line item for enterprises. Turning to the hardware and infrastructure side, the race to build the physical backbone of AI is accelerating. ASML secured orders for its new generation lithography machines from TSMC and Samsung, reversing TSMC's earlier stance that the equipment was too expensive. Each machine costs approximately $400 million, and ASML shares have risen over 60% year-to-date. In a related move, Qualcomm announced a multi-year partnership with Amazon for custom AI chips, with Amazon holding options for 25 million shares tied to $60 billion in orders. This deal highlights the deepening integration between cloud giants and chipmakers. Meanwhile, Mistral, the French AI developer, raised 3 billion euros led by Samsung Electronics, reaching a valuation over 21 billion euros. This capital is aimed at closing the gap with US rivals, positioning Mistral as a key European industrial AI alternative. The consumer tech landscape is also shifting, with Apple preparing to unveil its first foldable smartphone, the iPhone Ultra, at its event today. The device is expected to cost over $2,000 and features a 5.5-inch cover display that expands to 7.8 inches when unfolded. Notably, Apple is replacing Face ID with a side-mounted Touch ID button to maintain a sleek profile. The launch coincides with Tim Cook handing the CEO role to John Ternus. Beyond the phone, researcher Aaron Paris discovered evidence in a macOS preview of AirPods with built-in cameras. These cameras are designed to act as eyes for Siri, capturing low-resolution visual information to enhance the assistant's capabilities while leveraging Apple's privacy-focused brand. In the financial markets, the intersection of AI and crypto is creating a new narrative. Jordi Visser of 22B Research argues that AI agents and tokenization are merging with traditional finance, predicting the total crypto market cap will reach $50 to $100 trillion within 5 years. He identifies Bitcoin as the purest AI trade, expecting it to capture at least 33% of that future market cap. This view is supported by the recent short squeeze that added $1.5 trillion to the crypto market cap in days. Visser connects this to the agentic revolution, arguing that AI agents require financial guardrails that traditional systems like SWIFT cannot provide. Meanwhile, Germany's draft crypto tax law proposes taxing gains as capital gains regardless of holding period, but includes grandfathering for assets acquired before the end of 2026. This has prompted analysts to advise investors to consider purchasing assets before the deadline to retain tax-free status. The broader economic backdrop is complicated by rising energy costs and geopolitical tensions. Brent crude approached $99 following Houthi rocket attacks on Saudi oil facilities, up from $70 in late June. This spike is fueling inflation expectations and higher interest rates, with UK 10-year bond yields hitting their highest since 1998. In equities, the DAX closed unchanged, while the Dow Jones fell 1.2%. Novartis shares plunged 11% after its drug, pelacarsen, failed to show statistically significant reductions in heart attacks or strokes in a key study. This failure, combined with a previous trial failure, has put significant pressure on the company's management. Helena Smolak, a pharma correspondent, argued that Novartis faces a significant merger and acquisition problem. In the automotive sector, Volkswagen's restructuring plan confirms the company faces existential threats. The plan proposes cutting an additional 50,000 jobs on top of the 50,000 already agreed for 2030. Plants in Emden, Zwickau, Hanover, and Neckarsulm are flagged for closure. The stock trades at a price-to-book ratio of 0.22, significantly lower than BMW and Mercedes-Benz. Volkswagen is also considering selling Ducati, valued at approximately $1.5 billion, to focus on core operations. This move is part of a broader strategy to improve return on capital, which the company aims to raise from 3.8% to 9% by 2030. Finally, in the insurance and streaming sectors, Allianz reported a 15.5% increase in core net income in the first half, with total assets under management reaching a record 2.16 trillion euros. The stock trades at 450 euros with a 4% dividend yield. Netflix, meanwhile, announced German price hikes, raising the top tier to 21.99 euros. Global subscriptions stand at 325 million, and the company targets $3 billion in ad revenue this year. These companies, along with Deutz, which is acquiring Flensburger Versorgungsgesellschaft to pivot toward defense, represent a mix of stable fundamentals and high-risk transformation stories. Looking ahead, the key thing to watch is whether the AI labs can secure investment-grade ratings without triggering a credit crisis. The success of Anthropic's IPO in October will be a major test of market confidence. Additionally, the rollout of GPT-6 Astra and the launch of the iPhone Ultra will determine whether consumer adoption can keep pace with the massive infrastructure investments being made. The coming weeks will reveal if the industry can balance rapid innovation with financial sustainability. That is the briefing for today. Stay informed.